I'm applying pressure. I'm applying pressure. No mercy. No mercy. I'ma give you no mercy. I'ma give you this.
You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. Welcome back. Yes, to Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. And as you can hear in my voice, my spirits are high. Yes, that's because work has been getting done, damn it. That's right. That's right. You can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a king down. You can't keep an empire down. And guess what? I'm up. Man, I want to send a shout out to my wife. Yes, you know I mention her a lot. Yes, she is my tag team partner in real life. Yes, she is my co-host on our show. That's right, our show. No BS with the Coopers. Yes, yeah. You can hear it every Tuesday on audio podcasts everywhere. And you can watch it. Yes, right. You can watch it on YouTube and on the most prestigious network in the land. That is the Signature Series Network. I just want to give her a shout out for being such an incredible woman. That's it. Enough said. Love you. Listen. Today, I'm speaking to you all from a place that I know all too well, right? You know, I like to title my episodes. This episode will be entitled, wait for it, Never Give Up. Yeah, that's right. I said that. Never give up. I say that wholeheartedly, solely because I'm living proof. That's right. Yeah, me. I'm living proof of never giving up. And yes, I know. You may have heard that so many times in your life. You may have heard that from people in your family, people in your churches, schools. If you were lucky enough to have coaches, you probably heard it from your coach. Don't give up. Never give up. But I'm speaking in a life sense. I'm speaking in life, in what you plan on accomplishing in your life. Never give up. I'm telling you, I'm living proof. I'm going to give you some examples of how to never give up. What do you need to do on this road of accomplishing your goals, accomplishing the things that you want out of life? Yeah. And if this sounds redundant to you, so the fuck what? Open your ears, people. It all starts with you, however you want your life to turn out. So, in never giving up, The first thing that I say that you have to do within yourself is remember your dream. Yeah. Remember your goals and your dreams. To go a little further into that, this is what I mean. Did you have dreams when you were a kid of what you wanted to be, who you wanted to be? Did you have dreams about what you wanted to do? As you got a little older, as a teenager or a young adult, did those dreams stay the same or did they shift? Those things that you felt that you wanted to do. As a matter of fact, when you got out of young adulthood and you became a full-fledged adult, doing it in this world, did you still have the same dream? Our goal for your life? Take time to remember that dream. Remember who you are and what you want to do out of life. You got to remember it. As we get older in life, things change. As I say in this show, and as we say on No BS, life be lifing. I know that sounds so, you know, it has such an ebonic swing to it, but I tell you, life be lifing for real. You get bogged up in life that you forget what your dreams are. You forget what you wanted, what you really wanted to accomplish in life, because you got to pay bills. You got to do these things. You got to live life. But may I suggest to you, part of living your best life is doing what you want to do for your life. So remember your dream. And when you remember that dream, focus on what you have to do. Yeah. It takes focus. Pure focus. You have to really, in a sense, shut yourself off. Shut your mind off to outside activity. Shut your mind off to distractions. You know, shut your mind off to things that aren't edifying you and building you up to get to that dream, to get to that goal. I'll tell you something. Me personally, I didn't have the regular dream that everybody had for themselves. And when I say that, these examples include, oh, I want to be a ball player. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. You know, the things that the cliche things that is set out for you in this world, that's put out there, the cliche things that they say makes you a success. That wasn't me. I didn't have a want or a need for any of that. My goals and my dreams shifted and changed. And once they shifted and started to change, I evolved with it. I am literally doing what I want to do, what I love to do. It just came in a different form. Yeah. That started with me. Well, I didn't have to remember my dream because I never fucking lost it. It never went away. When everybody was, yep, you need to do this. You need to do that. Oh, you ain't going to get this done. Oh, this, you think you can do that? All this bullshit. I was like, fuck you. I'm good. And I got a lot of shit for that, y'all. I got a lot of flack for that. From family members, people that didn't understand, those at the time who I was dealing with in a dating stance, or, you know, my previous marriages. Yeah, I got so much flack. But no one really understood me. No one really understood that I had a purpose. And the only way I could fulfill that purpose is by me diving headfirst into it. No remorse. No second guessing. No listening to the naysayers or listening to people that's trying to put their shit on you. No, none of that. I dove in. Man. It's when you know what you want to accomplish in life, I'm telling you, life gets easier. Because you can fully dedicate yourself to making sure that gets accomplished. No matter how many no's you get or anything, I'm telling you, you come out on the other side a stronger person when you don't stop at the no's. When you don't let the things discourage you to take you away from living the life you want to live and accomplishing your dream. Another thing that you have to take into account is success isn't overnight. It is not an overnight process. It takes work. Oh, hold up. That's a word people get scared of. Just because you're doing your own thing, you think you ain't gonna have to put in the work? Hell no. Yeah. Oh, it's plenty of work. And guess what? If you didn't know, kid, come a little closer. Come closer. Listen close. The work doesn't stop. It intensifies. I know you've heard that before. Yeah. If you think leaving someone's job and working for yourself, it's easy. You might as well continue doing what you're doing if you're not built for it. Yeah, that's the realness of it. You have to be fully dedicated and built for making your life better, starting your own business or going out on your own and making something for yourself and making something for your family. Yeah, it takes work, sweat, equity. Yeah. A lot of sleepless nights. Yeah. A lot of time. A lot of sacrifice. Yeah. It's not an overnight process. It's going to continue to be a, especially if you want to be great at what you do, you have to consistently work at it. Listen, I'm in here every week. Every week, I'm doing something to edify myself, to better my brand, to better the people that listen to me. Taking time to do this, hell, I can even vouch for my engineer in here. The main guy that's doing this thing, that's making sure that these facilities here are good for anybody that comes in and records these podcasts. Like, taking time to make sure that people's work is done properly and their podcasts are done properly and the sound and the visuals are done right to the client's liking. I have to give that shout out to Rich. Richard. Yes, Richie Rich. I have to give that shout out to him. Because that's taking that time in your craft, in doing what you're great at. Oh, why, hello. I just got one question for you. Are you dream tripping? Are you? Are you dream tripping? If you're not, you might want to click that link below. That's right. Click the link. Yeah. Yeah. It takes work. I'll use my partner as an example. Blaze Hunter, the Ninth Wonder. I call him the Wordsmith. I had him on the show. Go back and check out the episode. But needless to say, that's one of the hardest working men that I know. And guess what? This man is battling lupus and still puts in more work than the average man, still puts in more work than anybody else that I know. And it's all to better himself and put his family in a better position. So shout out to you, Blaze, and all the other hard workers out there that's bettering themselves by doing what they need to do. And guess what? They never gave up. Yeah. I ain't gonna keep you long. I'm gonna give you some more. You ready? Are you ready? I said. All right, here we go. And this is a good one. Block all outside influences. Block all outside influences, man. People that don't see and share your vision, block that shit out. People that talk shit or have something negative to say, block that shit out. People that's trying to come in and distract you from obtaining your dream and your goals, block that shit out. I'm telling you. I mean, that's self-explanatory. I don't even have to go into that. But you got to put the blockers on. Yeah. You got to have almost a repellent. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, you got to go. It has to go. You can't let anyone come in and potentially taint what you already have set for you. My God. Wish you had what's in this cup. I want to take this time to also point out never giving up isn't just a mantra. It isn't just a saying, you know, that John Cena said, you know, shout out John. But it's really a way of life, man. Like, it's really, it's a part of my DNA. Like, it's just a real part of the fabric of who I am. Because if I had given up on any level, and I'm going to go deep in, I swear I am, guys. There's been an episode that I've just been waiting to get out of me. And I'm just waiting on the right time. And when it does, I promise you, you'll know the full spectrum. Just the full me. You'll get to know why I go so hard. But never giving up is so important. And anyone that's involved with me, anyone that knows me, anyone that that I may come across in the future, I want that to be shown to them. I want you to, when you think of never giving up, you think of me. I want to be that inspiration for never giving up. To the fathers out there, I want to be that inspiration for never giving up and going after a relationship, a hard down relationship with your children, in spite of what anybody is trying to put in front of you. Don't let anybody stop you from being the best father you can be. Never give up. Man. In this course, though, of never giving up, oh, man, we gonna get tired. Oh, you are going to be drained. And you can get drained from so many different areas. So guess what? What you have to do when you're drained, because I know everybody is telling you, go hard, go hard. I'm even telling you, go hard in your dreams. But you have to give yourself time to rest and recharge. That's important. You have to give yourself time to rest and recharge. And then you can get back at it. But give yourself the adequate time. And only you know how much time you need. But that's important. Because if you don't recalibrate, recharge that mental battery, recharge that physical battery, and you continue to just work and go hard, and you're slowly just being drained, but you're not just being drained of your physical. You're being drained of your mental. You're being drained in a way to where you can't create. And that's not what you want. I heard a video of Steve Harvey saying, oh, and the billionaires, they don't, you know, they don't sleep. They da 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 da. Well, that's what's wrong with most of you motherfuckers. You getting fucked up. You fucking your own body up. And your mind up. No, you need to get some rest. The hell? Kind of way of thinking is that? If you don't sleep, right? If you don't sleep, Rich, if you don't sleep, if you're driving on the road, you got to make a 8-hour trip and you driving and you ain't get no sleep. Is that good or bad for you on the road? Just in general, not just you. Give me an answer. Yes or no. Is it good or bad? Yes or no?
That's bad.
That's fucking bad. You have to rest. And that's just at the simplest of terms. You have to rest. you have to recharge. And guess what? You can get back at it. It's not going anywhere. Think. It's not going anywhere. It's yours. It's your baby. It's your dream. Yes. Rest. Recharge. And get back to it. And last, but certainly not least, have faith in yourself. Yes, that's in the beginning as well, but have faith that you're going to continue the journey. Have faith that you are going to succeed. Already visualize you in the winner's circle. Visualize it. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Yeah, it's important. But above all else, no matter how the world beats you down, no matter how bad it is on your job, no matter how you're treated as a father in the house, no matter how you're treated as a mother in the house, if you feel like you're not getting the respect you deserve on all levels, don't give up. If you feel like now is the time, but you just don't see how it's going to happen. You got the vision. You got the know-how. But you just can't see it. It's like every block has been put in front of you that's preventing you from reaching out and just grabbing what's yours. And you just can't get there. Guess what? Don't give up. Because you could be right there and decide to give up. And you've been lost out on the greatest thing ever. There's always somebody out there working harder. There's always someone out there working smarter. Once you figure out how to marry the two, not giving up won't be a problem. You got this. I know you do. And if you need proof, just come back to Convos. Every time you see me, you see proof of a man that never gave up. Listen, thank you for taking the time. Sit down, listen, and take this in. You know, I told you, I don't give y'all hours and hours on end. I'm not trying to hold you long. I'm just trying to give you the game, give you the juice that's going to quench your mental thirst. Oh, that's a good one. Jot that down. I like that. That's a soundbite for your ass. But yeah, thank y'all for pulling up. Thank y'all every week showing love. You can follow me at I Am The Real Mr. Cooper on IG, at The Real Mr. Cooper on Twitter, where I talk my shit all the time. You can also hear Convos as well as late nights and early morns on Blaze It Up Radio. I thank you all. Much love to you and yours. And yeah, this is my birthday month, so I am taking and accepting all gifts. That's right. All gifts. You can cash out The Real Mr. Cooper. You goddamn right. And let me just point out, I don't need your money, but I will accept your gifts. This has been another episode of Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Let's do it. I don't see nothing wrong. You got it. You got it. I'm about to give you no mercy. No mercy. No mercy. No mercy. Oh, what's good, world? This is the one and only Mr. Cooper. And if you want to watch this episode and more episodes of Convos, click the link below.